Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The incarnation changed everything. God is man, and God is now man forever. So everything Jesus does, he does as both God and man. Everything he continues to do today, he continues to do as God and man. So while the doors were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. Flesh and blood entered a locked room filled with terrified disciples. They're hiding, even as Adam hid. Like Adam, it is also in the evening. Like Adam, God also must come to them. Like Adam, they also have sinned against this very God. But unlike Adam, the word God gives to Adam is, "Where are you?" To the disciples, he says, "Peace be with you." To Adam, he says, "What have you done?" To the disciples, he says, "Look at what I have done." And he shows them his hands and his side. Why the change? Both have sinned against this very God. Well, the answer is found in Christ's words, the wounds of Christ. These are marks of his victory, signs of his love. He doesn't show them his head or his back, but he shows them the wounds the Holy Cross has made, for this is how he wins the victory. By it, he sucked out the venom of sin. He swallowed the fires of hell, and he ripped open death's gut. By it, he has reconciled all men to the Father, so they may have peace with God now and forever. Christ is risen, and he is not angry. So he does not come to those terrified, sinful disciples to drive them out of paradise and bar them from the tree of life. But instead, he comes to give them the very fruits of Calvary's tree of life, so they may eat and have life eternal. So the incarnation has changed everything. Peace has now come. What the angels promised to the Bethlehem shepherds is now a reality. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests. Peace is the forgiveness of sins. What else can it be? For what else can drive away fear, calm worry, and strengthen the heart? What else can make God our true Father and we his true children? The disciples know the history of Christ. They know that he has died. They also know that he has been raised from the dead. But they are still terrified because they do not believe this death was their peace. They didn't believe God was their true Father and they were his true children. They did not believe by his cross they are now forgiven, have life and salvation. They did not believe that Christ has reconciled, redeemed, and saved them. So flesh and blood enters a locked room filled with terrified disciples to announce the word of peace to them. It is not enough to know the history of Good Friday. It is not enough to know the history of Christ and his resurrection. But you must believe that he did it for you. That this is your peace. Those two little words, "for you," turn the history of Christ into the sweetest gospel cheer. When the world tempts you with independence, pleasure, and freedom, comfort yourself with these words, "Peace be with you." When the devil whispers in your ear, "Maybe he didn't die for you. Have you seen the way you lived? Have you heard the way you've talked? Have you seen your fear and your apathy?" Maybe enough is finally enough. When the devil whispers such lies into your ear, console yourself with these words, "Peace be with you." When your own sinful flesh worries about what hardships, trials, difficulties, and frustrations the future holds. Cling to these words, "Peace be with you." Yes, dear Christian, for you he died, for you he rose, for you he did all of this, so that you might have peace with God. So flesh and blood entered a locked room filled with terrified disciples, and flesh and blood enters your time and space here today. The nail marks are still there. The spear's impact still present. He steps into your timeline to tie your future to his. He doesn't give you peace from far away, as if he sends it via mail. But no, flesh and blood enter your space to give you the same peace he gave to those disciples. He comes to you when you are lost and afraid. He comes to you when you are sad and alone. He comes to you when you are weak and hurt and broken and scared. He comes to you when you were too little to move. And when you are old and infirm and cannot get off that deathbed, he himself comes with flesh and blood to you to give you peace. Flesh and blood penetrate your history to be with you on your happy days and dark days. He comes to undo the curse of sin, to deliver you from every evil, to help you in your hour of need, to raise you from the dead, to carry you in his arms to the very heights of heaven, where you will live with him as kings and priests forevermore. Your future is tied to his, because his cross is your peace. His resurrection was for you. Historical, factual, real events won your forgiveness, secured your peace. So this peace with God is far more than a calm or serene feeling in your heart. It's far more than being able to handle all of life's difficulties. This is peace with God himself, the God who owns all things. And so you are reconciled not only to God, but to all things. So what have you to fear? What danger, tribulation, or hardship can ever strip you away from the peace that Christ has won? It is founded and rooted in the real historical death and resurrection of Christ. But do not look back to that cross or run to that empty grave to find your peace. Yes, Christ won it there, but he does not give it to you there. So how foolish would it have been for those disciples when Christ appeared to leave that upper room and run to Golgotha or to the empty tomb? Flesh and blood God stood in front of them. So where is the flesh and blood of God for you? Where does this flesh and blood God come to give you the peace that he won? In his word and sacraments. So this flesh and blood God sends flesh and blood men to give peace to the world. As the Father has sent me, so now I send you. He breathes to fill his ministers with the Holy Spirit, so they might in turn breathe that same spirit onto you. He puts peace on their lips, so they might speak peace to you. They are ministers of peace. They are to preach peace, not destruction, salvation, not wrath, grace, not anger. They are to preach Christ, not you. And yet they are nothing more than the mouth and hands of Christ. Through their work, the incarnate God stands among you, breathing life into your dry bones. For this forgiveness is God's forgiveness. Their peace is God's peace. It is his ministry. It's the voice of the risen Lord who forgives you all of your sins and makes you white as snow. It's the hand of your risen God who feeds you. For who else can forgive sins but God alone? So yes, indeed, the incarnation has changed everything. God operates through his flesh and blood, not only to win forgiveness for you, but now to give that forgiveness to you. So where two or three gather together in his name, there is his body and blood present to give you peace. This is what this whole divine service is all about. God coming to us with flesh and blood to give us peace. He penetrates our history. He enters our timeline to tie our future to His. You come to Him crying out for mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Life is hard. Schedules are chaotic. There is no time and little rest. Our past decisions bother us. Our sins torment us. We worry and are nervous. We need far more than simply a vacation to recharge our batteries. We need peace from God. And twice you ask this Lamb of God for peace, even before the Holy Supper. And He responds to you in the same way that He responded to those first huddled disciples. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Which is to say, I forgive you. Look at my hands, my feet, and my side. Do not be afraid. Reach out and touch my body. Drink my blood. You are mine and I am yours. I will never leave you or forsake you. I am with you not simply as a memory or thought, but my flesh that secured your future is wrapped in that bread. And that blood that drove away all sin is that wine. You are reconciled to God. He is your true Father, and you are His dear children. You ask Christ for mercy from all that you have to deal with. And He sends you away from His altar, having received peace. And the very last word that He speaks to you in this divine service, the Lord look upon you with His favor and give you peace. A flesh and blood God stands in your presence to give you, flesh and blood creatures, the peace that only God can give through His flesh and blood ministers. This is why Christ died. This is why Christ rose. Peace is the forgiveness of sins. And He has done it all for you, so He might now give it all to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.